Oh, my dad was, he was always, I guess he took over after my grandfather. He never worked on the brickyard. Because he became a salesman, even though he couldn't speak English very much. He became salesman, and he sold, and he used to do to most of the Italian business. Then he learned to English a little bit, and he started selling cigars. In those days, that was a good market, you know, 5 cent cigars and all that. And he started selling. He became a salesman, and then he was one of the first guys when the radio came out. Said to sell the radio to one of the tightest and the richest Italians in the area who thought they never would buy a radio. But he sold them one of the top of the line, which was like $200 in those days, which was a lot of money. But the guy had the money, and my father gave him the radio and said, look, you don't have to buy it, just, you know, he was ahead of his time. He said, try it out, see how you like it. And kept the radio. Come home and said, you'll buy it. The guy kept the radio for a week. My father went up there to get it. You're not taking this radio out of this house. He says, I'm buying it. So that's how he, and then he sold cigars. And then, of course, you know, he had the, later on when he went out, my uncle went to work on a brickyard, so my father had to take care of the saloon, you know, and so he was a saloon keeper for the rest of his time. And my uncle then left the brickyard and he became kind of in politics. And they were such, because my father had the saloon, my father was a Democrat, my uncle was a Republican. So in those days, they used to have rallies, Democratic rallies and Republican rallies. Where would they have it? Where, either at Dan's place, you know, either Republican or Democrat. If it was Democrat, it would be my father's buddies. If it was Republican, it would be my Uncle John's buddies. So they
played both sides of the fence. The
family, it was in the family, played both sides. And I remember when I was a little boy, because I was named John after my Uncle John, and used to go to the mayor's house, you know, and my uncle always used to tell the mayor, he's going to go up to be a Democrat, but I love him anyway. Now it has, in Kingston now, there's Sutil, it's a Mayor of Kingston.
Really?
And he's my, like, fourth cousin. We say, oh, yeah. And my other cousin, which is happens to be the mayor's uncle, they got a boulevard named after him.
Really?
Yeah, Frank Sutil Boulevard. And right on the outside, he was a supervisor for 30 years in the town of Ulster, which is, you know, in Kingston, outside, town of Kingston. Oh, they made out real good. I met Jimmy, and Jimmy, his father, and I were very close. We went to school together. We went dating together, and you know, we were very close. So we were supposed to have dinner a couple of months ago, but I got sick, and so I didn't. But he just got reelected again, no problem. So he's very popular, and this first term was left to was the mayor. Also a cousin of mine was Gallo, and Jimmy was the vice chairman, mayor, and this guy suddenly died from a heart attack after, I think it was like 4 months. So Jimmy automatically became mayor. So now Jimmy is on his own record, you know, and he got reelected in the last month, you know, 3-1 majority.